Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya
Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya
Dvaita
Chandra
Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 9, Lord Chaitanya's Travels to the Holy Places.
Sei vipra mahaprabhu ke koila nimantran, Rama bhakta sei vipra virakta mahajan.
The Brahmana, who met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, invited the Lord to his home. This Brahmana was a great devotee and an authority on Lord Raman, Sri Ramachandra. He was always detached from material activities.
Krita balya snanakori aila taragare bhikshaki dipena pripa pake nahikare.
After bathing in the river Kritamala, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Brahmana's house to take lunch, but he saw that the food was unprepared because the Brahmana had not cooked it.
Mahaprabhu kahe tore shuna mahasaye.
Seeing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear sir, please tell me why you have not cooked. It's already noon."
Viprakahe Prabhu More Aranya Vasate Pakere Samagrivane Namile Samprate.
The Brahmana replied, "My dear Lord, we are living in the forest. For the time being, we cannot get all the ingredients for cooking."
Vanya Shakafala Muna Anibe Lakshman Tabasita Koribena Pake Priyojan.
When Lakshman brings all the vegetables, fruits, and roots from the forest, Sita will do the necessary cooking.
Tara Upashana Shuni Prabhu Tustahaile Astevyasta Sevipra Randana Karila.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied to hear the Brahmana's method of worship. Finally, the Brahmana hastily made arrangements for cooking. Om Agyanati Miranda Sirkinandana Sarakya Sakshuri Miritam Yena Tasmai Sikure Venama. So here we see an example of spontaneous devotional service. In regulated devotional service, we act according to duty. We have to go to Mangalarti, we have to chant our rounds, we have to follow principles. But this Brahmana was worshipping in a different way. He was a devotee of Lord Ramachandra, and he was seeing himself of being in the forest with Lord Ramachandra. And he was thinking like that. We are in the forest, so now cooking is difficult. It will take longer. What to do? We'll have to wait. So lunch cannot be ready at normal time. It will just be later. In this way, the Brahmana was completely absorbed in the mood that he was living in the forest. One cannot imitate this prematurely, but this Brahmana was not only thinking that he was living in the forest, but the Brahmana was also greatly attached to Lord Ramachandra. And he had only one desire, to somehow or other please the Lord.
Prabhu bhiksha kaila dinera tritcha prahara nirvina sevi praupavasakara.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his lunch at about 3 o'clock, but the Brahmana, being very sorrowful, fasted.
Prabhu kai vipra kai kore upavas kene eta dukkha kene karautas.
While the Brahmana was fasting, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, "Why are you fasting? Why are you so unhappy? Why are you so worried?"
Viprakaya Jivana More Nai Prayojan Agni Jala Praviseya Chodiba Jivan.
The Brahmana replied, I have no reason to live. I shall give up my life by entering either water or fire.
Jagan Matama Lakshmi Sita Takurani Rakshase Sparsila Tare Iyakaneshuni.
My dear sir, Mother Sita is the mother of the universe and the supreme goddess of fortune. She has been touched by the demon Ravana, and I am troubled upon hearing this news.
E sarira daribara kabu na yujaya, e dukha jwala deha prana nahiyaya.
Sir, due to my unhappiness, I cannot continue living. Although my body is burning, my life is not leaving.
Prabhu kahe e bhavana na kariyare, pandita haya kene na karaha vichare.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, please do not think this way any longer. You are a learned pandit. Why don't you consider the case?
Ishvara priyasi sita chitananda murti prakriti indri retare dekite nai shakti.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, Sita Devi, the dearmost wife of the Supreme Lord Ramachandra, certainly has a spiritual form full of bliss. No one can see her with material eyes, for no materialist has such power.
Sparsibara karya chuke napaya darshan sitara kirti maya harila ravan.
To say nothing of touching Mother Sita, a person with material senses cannot even see her. When Ravana kidnapped her, he kidnapped only her material illusory form.
Ravana asita sita antardana kaila ravani rage maya sita patayla.
As soon as Ravana arrived before Sita, she disappeared. Then, just to cheat Ravana, she sent an illusory material form. So it is actually said that Sita jumped in the fire, and the fire god gave her shelter. And later, so the Sita that was kidnapped by Ravana was an illusory form of Sita, which was presented by the fire god, and that came out of the fire. And then Ravana took that form to Lanka, and he kept that form in custody. And then after the battle was over and Ravana defeated, then Sita was brought before Ram, and all these soldiers had been killed in such a big battle. And then Ram said to Sita, so now you are free to go.
Everyone said, like, what is this?
He's fought like anything to bring Sita back, from Ravana, from the big demon, and he brought her back, and then at the end he says, you can go? Then why fight in such a in the first place? Just leave her there. No, Ramachandra wanted to free her, but Ramachandra basically said, you can go, because Sita had stayed in the house of another man, and therefore now her purity was, her chastity was in question. So Ram could not take her back, because people would have spoken bad about the king. So then Sita, in order to prove her purity, entered into the fire. And she went into the fire. And then that was the illusory Sita that went into the fire. Then after the original Sita came out of the fire. In this way, Sita passed the test of fire, and she proved that she was pure and that she didn't burn in fire. So then Ram took Sita back and went with Sita to his capital, Ayodhya. So we see this Brahmana, somehow or other, was not aware of that fact of the fire, and that he didn't know. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relieved his sadness by explaining that to him. That is, anyway, what we're seeing is, as I say, a devotee who is worshipping Lord Ramachandra on a platform of deep, deep love, right? Not just out of duty. So this gives us an idea of where it's going to go, our spiritual life in due course of time. When we get more advanced,
will naturally become attracted to Krishna, naturally always think about Krishna, and spiritual life will not be a struggle anymore. That is basically what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling us, and what the Chaitanya Charitamrita is telling us. And in this way, the Chaitanya Charitamrita gives us vision, right? A vision for the long term. And therefore we should not worry so much about the present. Right? Like, in the present I'm struggling, in the present this is a problem, in the present everything is going wrong. Maybe because in the present we're not very advanced, but we automatically will become advanced, and then everything will change, as we can see. Then we will practically be always absorbed in consciousness in the spiritual world, and material things become insignificant in that stage. So that is what we are seeing here, and somehow or other. Therefore, one must have sudrida nischay, firm determination, that sada sapta visvaskai sudrida nischay, Krishna bhakti koila sava karma krita hai. One should understand that from engaging in devotional service, all good things will come. We should have firm conviction. So how to get such firm conviction? Srila Prabhupada explains, sansara dava nadali daloka tranaya karunya gana ganatvam. The spiritual master is like a rain cloud. And the rain cloud that has received the water of the ocean of unlimited mercy. And the spiritual master is thus like a cloud of mercy. It is said then, that what is that rain? What is that rain? Srila Prabhupada quotes, it is Sravana Kirtana Jala Sechana. The water of that cloud is hearing and chanting. So that is that mercy, hearing and chanting about Krishna. And by regular hearing and chanting about Krishna, that is how our dormant love for Krishna will awaken. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunai Sravanadi Sudha Chitta Karya Udai. By this regular hearing and chanting, our natural love of God will awaken. There is no doubt about it. So, therefore, we should have faith. We should have trust that this result is attainable. And then we will be changed. Just like one man was a poor man, and his job was to pull boats. In Bengal, they have big rivers. So what they did is they would tie a rope to the boat, and then one man would walk along the side and pull the boat to pull it upstream before they had engines. So this man had this job, pulling these heavy boats, such a bad job. And he was just walking there, pulling this boat, and it's just... And then on the bank of the river, there were many sharp stones and thorns, and cutting his feet. He had no shoes, so he was poor. So he was just thinking, if I was a rich man, and he was thinking, if I was a rich man, I would put soft quilts on the bank of the river so that I wouldn't have to, have to step on these thorns anymore. So, what is this? If he was a rich man, he wouldn't be pulling no more boats, right? So what do you have to put this quilts for? So he's thinking like from his material perspective. And he's thinking, oh, when I become a rich man, later when I become advanced, when I become spiritually rich in Krishna consciousness, he's still thinking, yes, then I will deal with my material problems. No. Then all the material problems will be gone. They will be gone. They will not be there anymore. So that is the case. So now we are so overwhelmed by everything. But this is just the early stages. So Chaitanya Charitamrita tells us that. Don't worry. The advanced stages of Krishna consciousness will be attained if we just take the mercy. It is a matter of taking shelter of the mercy, nothing else. And the mercy is Sravana Kirtana Jalasechana. It is that rain cloud that comes in the form of hearing and chanting. That's where is the mercy. So somehow or other, that we have to do. Hearing, chanting, as much as possible. And that's what we do. We're always chanting. And then, okay, then some hearing, someone speaks for a while, and then we chant again. We'll have a marriage. What do we do today? We're just going to have a little kirtan, right? And then we say a few words, throw a few bananas in the fire, and at the end, we'll have a rip-roaring kirtan, right? And that's a marriage. Then, you know, next we have a Sunday program, and what do? We come together and we have some kirtan, little katha, then, you know, a rip-roaring kirtan and some prasadam. And then we have Ratiyatra, and what do? We have kirtan and some katha, you see. It doesn't matter. We travel all the way to India. So much money spent, you know, fortune to fly to India. And what do there? Same thing we do here, kirtan. A little bigger. Just a few more people, a little bigger kirtan. So, like that, we are just chanting and dancing Mahaprabhu Kirtana Richakita Vaditra Mahajan Manasura Sena Romanchakampa Shru Taranga Bajo Vandegaro Sicharanarabindam. What do? Nritya Gita. Nritya means dancing. Nritya. Mahaprabhu Kirtana. The Kirtan of Mahaprabhu, where there's Nritya chanting and dancing, Nritya Gita, chanting and dancing. But this chanting and dancing is not ordinary chanting and dancing. It's not that there is a group of guys coming together with t-shirts with read noise boys. Right? They're not just noise boys. No, it is Romanchakampa Shu Taranga Bajo, the hairs on the body stand on end. It's ecstasy and tears come to the eyes. This is too good. This is too much good. Too much good. Like this, we are experiencing the spontaneous platform of devotional service. And sometimes we get a taste. Ecstasy, some taste is already there. But this is not the full taste. This is known as chayabhav, shadow reflection. It's a shadow of the real ecstasy. So we get some shadow. Yeah, we're jumping around, we're having fun. It's some shadow. But it will become. It will become real. It said if one is for a longer period of time experiencing this shadow ecstasy, then the result is that it becomes permanent. Then the real thing starts happening. And then who cares about so-called material problems? Then it says, actually, shall I tell you something? The material world, it's a joke. It's a joke. It's all it is. It's just a joke. It's not important. Nothing. So this is the spirit, the material world. So many things are going on. So what? Na jayate mriyate va kadachin. We cannot die. Death doesn't exist. So everyone's worried. Matter of life and death. You know? Sirens. Clear the road. Matter of life and death. But the news is, you cannot die. That's the news. So geez, everyone worried about nothing. Death is just sleep. Deep sleep. Susupta. Deep sleep for 7 months. Something like what Rasaraj is doing right now. Deep sleep. Deep, deep. So death is something like that for 7 months. That's all. Big sleep. Nothing more. And then you wake up again. And then before you know it, it starts all over, coloring books and the whole thing. You know? Yeah. And if you're lucky, even as a, you don't know, then even as a little kid, you start with Hare Krishna. So, what did these kids do? Jayananda and this one, what did they do to get Krishna so young? We didn't get, but they get. They're getting something from last life. So don't worry. We worry too much. Oh, but what do I do about this problem? I mean, what do I do about this problem? Nothing. Don't worry about it. Just stop worrying about it. It will go away. You see, it goes away. Most problems just go away. They come and they go. What can you do? And somehow or other, even when it looks like the end of the world, life goes on. Life goes on. What can you do? Sometimes, you know, our whole world goes upside down, everything. But then, yeah, world is destroyed, but I'm still alive, and then I still have to go on. Right? What to do? Still have to eat, still have to do something. And then after a while, yeah, life goes on. So, but we tend to worry too much. Worry, worry, worry about everything. What will the future bring? Oh no. Getting married? Oh no. Now, you know, what's going to happen? Whole family? How are you going to take care? Worry, worry. Prabhupada tells that story. There was a poor man, and the poor man, he didn't have anything. He had nothing, you know. He just had like an old mat for sleeping, just a simple clay pot for some water. He's a very poor man. So then the poor man, he was thinking, yes, yes, yes. One day I will take this clay pot and I'll sell it at a profit. And I know how to buy very cheap clay pots. Then with the profit I'll buy 2 clay pots. And I'll sell those also. Then I'll get 4 clay pots. And then 8. And then 16. And then 32. And then 64. 128. And I'll have so many clay pots and I'll have so much money. And then I'll get married. Yes. Then I'll get married. I'll say yes. And I said, but sometimes, my wife will not listen to me. But that I will not tolerate. Then I will beat her. And he gives a kick and he breaks his clay pot. Finished. So many dreams. All dreams. All dreams. But Krishna stays. Krishna stays. That's the one thing. Krishna stays. So many changes, you know, if I think also my life, I mean, started spiritual life in Vrindavan, then couldn't stay there, went to Amsterdam, stayed for a little while, didn't last so long, went to London, stayed for a little while, went to Kenya, stayed for a little while, Nairobi, Mombasa, went back to Vrindavan, stayed in Vrindavan, this time for quite some time. Then got kicked out by the police, had to go to Kathmandu, stayed in Kathmandu, Nepal, couldn't stay there, was asked to go overland by bus to Europe, had to go through Iran, had to face a firing squad, right? Stood against the wall for 4 hours with machine guns on me, survived, and so many other things. And then, yes, came back to Vrindavan. In 1984, they sent me to Australia. In the morning, they were going to send me to Detroit in America. And, you know, because in those days, they would just send you. Right? The GBC would just send you. Yes, you're going to America. Oh. Okay. Well, I didn't want to go. Detroit. Detroit, you forget it. In the afternoon, it was, no, you're going to Australia. Oh, this is just sort of thinking about America, then it became Australia. Okay, then it's in Australia, and then it was on this farm. No, actually, that it didn't start like that. Came to Australia, and how did it start? They told me that I had to pay back the money for the ticket. So I had to sell paintings. Okay, sell paintings. So someone would take me and explain how to do it. So they took me to a factory area, and I had to go to the factory, show the paintings, try to sell the paintings. So, okay. They threw me out of the van. I'm walking in the street, and there's a sign, Blood and Bones, $20. And I go, Blood and Bones? Who's blood? Who's bones? Hope it's not my blood and my bones. So I'm sort of looking from, like, where am I? What's going on? I walk into the first factory, and it's a place where they're slaughtering chickens. So some guy is cutting heads of chickens, not one, hundreds of them, you know, one after the other, blood everywhere. And I'm showing paintings. Right? And he took the paintings, and the money was covered in blood. Mm. And I go like, okay, thank you very much. Don't know if I want to put it in my pocket. And anyway, took the money and went. And they made me do the slaughterhouses for like 6 weeks. So after I said, thanks. Thanks a lot. And the temple, the Sankirtan leader said, well, it has to be done. What can we say? Sure. Anyway, so next they send me to this farm. And I'm on a farm, suddenly. On a farm in Australia. So many changes. You can just hear the story. Endless, so many changes, you know. And I was on this farm, and I have to dig holes in the ground, you know, like deep dig holes, and hard ground, pickaxe, knocking the ground. Make a trench, 100-meter trench, in hard, dry soil, lay pipes for irrigation, this, that, so much work, you know. Then Christmas was coming, and they said, well, if you want, you can go on the marathon, and I had to collect then, not distribute books, but collect. I said, well, I'm ready. I'm ready, anything but the farm. Let's go. And I was traveling like this. So I sold things in the bars, you know, all these, even the prostitutes. You know. So what can I say? And one night, we did sell paintings to the prostitutes. And so we rang on the doorbell, and there was a house, and it had flashing lights on the outside. We rang the doorbell, two of us, with a roll of paintings. And the girl comes, and she opens the door, and she has like silver hot pants and a purple blouse with a cut, you know, way down. And sort of. So you're going, what are we doing here? But anyway, we came in, and the girl says, hi, guys. And she said, come in. And we're going in, and we come in the lounge, and there's many girls sitting there. Hi, guys. And they're all like, anyway, we're actually selling some paintings. And they're going, oh, salesman. Yeah. They all lost interest. But one or two had a look, and we showed them the paintings, and they chose some paintings, and we had a system. You show a painting, number one, okay, put that aside. Other painting you like? You like that one also? Okay, put it aside. And then we have a whole stack, and then we sort of make a price for the whole thing, so that's $3,000. Yeah? Anyway, the girl said, we really like the paintings, guys, but we don't have any money. But we can work something out. We go, ho, ho. No, that won't work. The boss is not going to like it. He wants money, you know. He said, okay. okay, we can give you money, but then you have to wait till we make the money. So that night the girls worked for us. What can I say? Somehow or other, we got caught. We got caught in this situation. I don't know how it happened. But, you know, it happened. But one thing was there, you know, Krishna was also there. Even there, Krishna was there. Krishna was always there, even there in that crazy situation. Krishna was there. And because Krishna was there, we didn't fall down, right? And we could see actually that those girls were suffering quite a bit. And in a covered way, we preached to them, and they appreciated it. I mean, you know, they needed that actually, you know, some, you could see. So they liked us a lot, you know, and they gave us like plenty of money for, and we sold all the paintings. So we walked out with lots of cash, but we never did that again. Just in case we might forget Krishna, you know how it is. Although Krishna's always there, one might just forget him. So there are limits. But my point is that we are in so many situations, in so many places, but Krishna is always there. And that's the one thing. Once we're a devotee, whatever may happen, good or bad, doesn't matter. Krishna is always there. And because Krishna is always there, we are at peace, you know, to an extent, right? Of course, some things, you know, are a bit too much. But anyway, Krishna is still there. Okay, so we can still chant. We can still take shelter of Krishna. Krishna's mercy is still there. And because Krishna's mercy is still there, we have shelter, even if the whole world falls to pieces. And this is how, if one always takes shelter of Krishna's mercy, how one becomes advanced and comes to the spontaneous platform of love. Now I stop. Any question, any comment? No question, no comment. I'll give you 3 seconds to come up with a question. If you don't have one, the class is over. 1, 2, 3. Okay, too bad, folks. You had your chance. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yeah.